This free program is paid for by the listeners of WBAI New York. If you're not already a member, think about joining us to help keep free speech alive.
And contact number for entry into the building. Or during the drive, you can call 212-209-2877. We hope you can fit WBAI into your busy schedule. Those numbers are 212-209-2826 or 212-209-2877.
Excuse me, constable! Caught the West End murdering it.
We'll catch him, don't you worry, sir.
That's the spirit.
All aboard for the Highlands!
Hi, this is Charles Edwards. I play Richard Hannay in the 39 Steps at the Court Theatre.
Hi, this is Jennifer Farron. I play three different characters in the 39 Steps.
I'm Cliff Saunders. I play Man 1.
And I'm Arnie Burton, and I play Man 2.
And you're tuned to
WBAI, listener-supported, non-commercial radio in New York.
99.5 FM, streaming on the web at WBAI.org.
Read on about it! Read on about it!
All aboard!
This is Ethan Young, local election supervisor for the 2009 WBAI Station Board election. Speaking for all the staff working on the board elections at all the Pacifica radio stations, I have an announcement I regret to make. Many WBAI members have received and returned their ballots, but many more informed us that their ballots never arrived and the complaints became a flood. At the end of September 2009, the National Election Supervisor launched an investigation to sort out gaps and data errors in the lists used for ballot mailing. Here are the results of that investigation. The membership list used by Pacifica was more than a year out of date. While some current members received ballots, many more did not. Some members received multiple ballots. Some lapsed members received ballots who should not have. To make things worse, follow-ups with printing, mailing house services, and the use of bulk mailing to cut costs compounded the problems. The membership list has now been updated, and ballots are going out to members who have not yet received them. If you have sent in your ballot already, it will be counted. If you have not received a ballot, one should be on its way to you now. Please follow the instructions in the election handbook and send in your ballot as soon as possible. Each ballot is barcoded, so multiple votes from single members will be counted as one. The deadline for returning your ballot has been extended, and ballots should be mailed before November 15, 2009. All eligible ballots returned by that date will be counted. For more information, go to our website, www.wbai.org, or write to election@wbai.org, or call 212-209-2828. Again, our website is WBAI.org, email address election@WBAI.org, and phone number 212-209-2828.
Yes, welcome aboard to perennially dysfunctional WBAI, listener-supported, non-commercial, we can't do it without you, radio. 99.5 FM in New York City, where it is 3 minutes after midnight here on a rainy Tuesday night slash Wednesday morning, depending on how you look at it. And I see that we did have tally lag, and Delphine Blue did indeed break 1,000. And you know what's coming up next? Guess what? I'm not preempted. Yes, it's live radio. How do you like that? So, failed to make 1,000 last week, but tonight I'm feeling lucky, and you've got me until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Woo-hoo!
So, everybody, now's your big chance to make $1,000 for the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade. All of my fans out there want to send a message to management that you want the overnight free-form cranks to stay alive and to stay around and to stay on the air, and particularly the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade, and all of you critics out there who can't stand the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade should also call in and make a pledge so that you can get your right to vote on the board and you can vote for the people who want me out. And God knows there's plenty of them. I can't believe that I've hung around as long as I have, but it just goes to show that the best defense is a good offense. Without further ado, hello, hello.
Moorish
Orthodox Radio Crusade. Anarchism for the global city. Radical environmentalism for the concrete jungle. Esoteric explorations of the secret history of rebel culture. The Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade. Every Tuesday at midnight after the news, only on listener-supported, non-commercial WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City. Be there. That's what I like to hear. Keep those calls coming. 212-209-2950.
Late one night, my friend and me, I took a walk through a cemetery. And we sat down upon the grass. I lit up a pipe of some Nepalese ash. There was a full moon in Pisces, lighting the night. There was a full moon in Pisces, reflecting the sunlight. Did it shine down, down, down upon the faces like the ground? Look to our left, we look to our right. We see all people running mad through the night. There were horns and horns. Sirens too. Everybody's rushing round, not knowing where they're heading to. Full moon in Pisces, lighting the night. There was a full moon in Pisces, reflecting the sunlight. Did it shine down, down, down upon the faces like the ground? Your soul. Try to die, you've got to let go. Friend and me, I took a walk through a cemetery, and we sat down on the grass. I lit up a pipe of some Nepalese. Yeah, there was a full moon in Pisces, lighting the night. There was a full moon in Pisces, reflecting the sunlight. Did it shine down, down, down upon the faces like the ground? Sing, sing for the dead. There ain't no life, there ain't no death. Sing, sing, sing for the dear. There ain't no life if there ain't no death. Sing, sing, sing for the dear. There ain't no life, there ain't no life.
Bad transition there. Stymied by technology. What is going on here? Hello? Why am I not hearing it? Here we go. Horrible transition.
212209255 Sajani, oh, 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 Sajani, मर गए हम हाय रब इश्क तेरे ने जरे आम लुटाया मर गए हम हाय रब
Oh,
Flubbed transition. I'm sorry about that. Well, I shouldn't harp on it. Shouldn't draw any more attention to it than I already have. Okay, we opened up with some spooky music for Halloween from Brent Titcomb, his song Full Moon in Pisces. It's not a full moon tonight, but we are less than a week away from a full moon, although you can't see the moon tonight. Either. We are around 5 days away from a full moon. Not sure if it's going to be in Pisces, but an appropriate song for the season. Following it up with some more of the Sufi pop that we were listening to last week, some of which we didn't get to because I went on ranting too long. Once again, that's the title cut, in fact, from the album Terry Sanyi, 14 of the biggest Sufi hits. Featuring, last week we heard Rahat Fateh Ali Khan, who apparently is the nephew of Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, and Reshma, who is a big star in Pakistan, I understand. That title cut we just heard, I believe, is from the guy who also compiled this record. His name is Master Salim, and I left him a shout-out on his Facebook page, telling him that I'll be playing some of his music. So maybe he'll give us a call later and tell us what Sanji means, because I don't know what it means. And I don't know if he's singing in Punjabi or Urdu. I think it's Punjabi. One or the other. Maybe we'll find out. So those are our basic two musical themes for tonight. I've got spooky songs for Halloween and more of the Sufi pop that we failed to get to last week. And if we have time and I don't rant too much, we'll be alternating back and forth between these two musical themes tonight. But first and foremost, it's incumbent upon us to raise money once again. And here's the deal, okay? I said that if we raised $1,000 last week that we would take listener phone calls for the last half hour of the show. And I reiterate that pledge. I'm going to have, as I did last week, a lot of things to say about WBAI and its general direction and the crisis at Pacifica, and the approach to fundraising which prevails at this station, which I dissent from. I'm going to have a lot to say about this tonight, and so I'm going to paradoxically, you know, fundraise by dissing all of the premiums. Well, not all of them, but most of them. So I made $770 last week, and apparently this was deemed sufficient that I was asked to come back here and pledge again tonight, as opposed to them doing the usual rebroadcast of the daytime programming thing that they've been doing for most of this fund drive. So I'm extremely honored to be here, even though I've got a great deal of angst about being able to pull off once again, you know, at least making the bare minimum, which I consider to be, well, let's say $500 is the bare respectable minimum. So, we'll see. You know, I'm heartened that management has decided to opt for live programming tonight, and I hope that we can send a message to management that they have made the right move by choosing to do so. So those of you who support live programming at WBAI should immediately call and make a pledge, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950 is the number to call. The heroic volunteers who are giving of their time and labor are back there in the tally room waiting to take your calls or give them something to do. 212-209-2950. Now, here's the thing, okay? I'll say, you know what? there. That's a good start. 212-209-2950. As I said, you know, last week we didn't quite make $1,000, but this week we've got an extra half an hour. I'm on until 2 o'clock in the morning. So in 2 hours, okay, now it's only an hour and 40 minutes, we ought to be able to make $1,000. And I pledge to you that as soon as we make $1,000, I will open up the telephone lines, and we will take listener phone calls at 212-209-2900. So hopefully, you know, for the last half hour, from 1:30 to 2, that's what we'll do. We'll take your listener phone calls at 212-209-2900, assuming that we can, in fact, you know, break $1,000 before then. So it's up to you. It's up to you. If you can, you know, just keep those calls coming, then we'll have time to take listener phone calls. And believe me, people are going to have a lot to say, because I'm going to have a lot to say about Pacifica and WBAI's general direction. And a lot of you out there are going to want to respond to it. So let's keep the calls coming. Let's keep those lines rocking along at 212-209-2950. Now, those of you who routinely, there's a few of you out there, not many, but I'm told that there is a list of people who make pledges and then routinely fail to pay them. Well, we've got your names, we know who you are, and we're not going for it, okay? So your names are not going to be recorded, you're wasting your time. So none of that. Please only call 212-209-2950 and make a pledge if you intend to follow through and pay your pledge. Or better yet, use your credit card so we get the money immediately, because we really need the money here at WBAI if we are going to stay afloat and be around to fight another day. So 212-209-2950 is the number to call. Got a lot to get through tonight. I've got a lot of ranting to get to. And I've got more both spooky Halloween-themed music as well as more Sufi pop that we didn't get to last week because I was too busy ranting to get to this week. So please call 212-209-2950 and keep the calls coming. And let's see, what have we got here? What's my first, you know, I've got some news clips to read. But before I read news clips, I have to find out why. All right, I should also point out, yeah, on the subject of faulty equipment, I flubbed the transition because, you know, the equipment around here never behaves predictably. I mean, just never behaves predictably. So I'm terribly sorry that I flubbed the transition, but the equipment around here really doesn't behave predictably. And right now, the way it's behaving unpredictably is that I'm hearing the 5 second lag in my ear as an echo, which is really annoying. So I have to take a musical break and see if I can get rid of that damn echo, because it's really distracting me. So while we play a little bit more spooky music, why don't you keep the calls coming to 212-209-2950. I should also say that there is somebody who called in earlier and said that they intended to, they were going to make an offer of a $500 matching fund if I would, you know, if they laid down certain conditions, such as that there isn't any dead air. Well, I'll have to think that one over. But, you know, the reason that there's sometimes dead air around here is because, you know, the equipment does not behave predictably. I believe I was just relieved by my fairy godmother, Max Schmid, of that echo. Thank you very much, Max. And once again, if you want radio which has got no warts, I suggest that you listen to WABC. Even WNYC, you know, I hear warts occasionally. So, and furthermore, if you're serious about the $500 matching fund, you know, leave some way of us getting in touch with you. Otherwise, you know, it just sounds like, you know, empty grandstanding, which is what it probably is. So if you're serious about that $500 matching fund, give a call back, 212-209-2950 and leave some means of getting in touch with you. All right, now I see that the tally already stands at $25, so we're well on our way. We're one quarter of the way to our first 100. Now, as soon as we reach our first 100, we're one-tenth of the way to the $1,000 goal. So, you know what we're going to do? Let's play a little bit more spooky music for Halloween, and then maybe we'll hear a little bit more Sufi pop. And then I'm going to have some ranting to do. Maybe there will be a half an hour of ranting. And then, hopefully by then the tally will be rocking along and we'll be well on our way to making our first 1,000. So and right away I'm having trouble lining up the cut because the equipment here never behaves reliably. Just never behaves reliably. Predictably, I should say. Is it me or is it the equipment? Maybe it's a combination of the two. I know I've just got bad digital karma. Boy, do I ever long for the days of analog. All right, here, let's have some more spooky music. Let's hear some Graveyard Blues.
You're known to tell me in a graveyard, graveyard. Is a low-down, dirty place. You know they tell me to grieve, is a low-down, dirty place. They're taking my baby to the graveyard. They pack dirt in a vein. I followed that long black wagon down to the graveyard. Watch them pack dirt in my baby's vein. I followed that long black wagon to the graveyard. Watched them pack dirt in my baby's face. Mr. Graveyard Digger, why you wanna take my baby away? I wave bye-bye-bye at my baby when they were letting her down in a grave. Yes, I did. Letting her down. Letting her down in a grave. I'm gonna bring you some flowers, baby, bring you some flowers on every decoration day, baby. Gonna decorate your grave, baby, on every decoration day.
separation day.
कट रहा है रास्ता जिंदगी ये सफर में है कट रहा है रास्ता हम सफर तो है मगर मंजिलें हैं जुदा जुदा हम सफर तो है मगर मंजिलें हैं जुदा जुदा जिंदगी ये सफर में है कट रहा है रास्ता जिंदगी ये सफर में है कट रहा जुदा जुदा हम सफर तो है मगर मंजिलें हैं जुदा जुदा
जुदा जुदा
All right, a slightly better transition that time, even though it's a little bit ridiculous to go from John Lee Hooker to Pakistani Sufi pop from Dil Kababi. But what the hell? Okay, maybe somebody can give us a call and tell us what they were singing about. Anybody out there who understands Punjabi, or was it Urdu? But first, we got to get that tally moving, 212-209-2950, because it still stands at $25, and that sucks. 212-209-2950 is the number to call to keep WBAI alive and to send a message to management that you appreciate not only the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade, but you appreciate live radio and the overnight freeform radio, and not, you know, the notion of just doing rebroadcasts of the day's programming overnight, which is what they seem to be leaning towards. And I'm very encouraged, as I say, that I'm here tonight, even though it gives me a great deal of angst to be burdened with the responsibility of raising money for the station. I did pretty good last week. I hope I'm not going to only, you know, make $25 this week. I hope that tally starts moving soon. 212-209-2950. Okay, to reiterate some themes from last week, I ranted on a little bit too long last week and consequently didn't have time to play all the music I wanted to play. It's one of the reasons I'm glad I'm back on tonight. One of the things I was ranting on too long with was I read the entire text and actually went 5 minutes over the portion time slot, and Tom Whisker very generously gave of his time to allow me to do so. I read the entire text of The Theory of Listener-Sponsored Radio by Lewis Hill, 1951. Lewis Hill, of course, was the founder of the Pacifica Network, a World War II conscientious objector, and once again founded the Pacifica Network, beginning with KPFA, its flagship station, back in, I believe it was 1949, around two very radical ideas. One was, as I said last week, you know, these are my words, not his, but I believe it captures the essence. Radio is an alternative to war. That, rather than providing either, lowest common denominator, bottom line commercial radio, where everything is determined by what's going to, you know, bring in the money, or what the Pacifica Network eventually evolved into, which was advocacy radio, beginning in the 1960s, where, you know, you take a political line and propound it in front of the microphone. Rather than either of those things, it was originally conceived as a place where people with differing views and differing beliefs could hash out their differences and engage in a public dialogue over the airwaves, so ultimately as to avoid shooting each other. And given, you know, that there actually have been some WBAI board meetings recently which have escalated to violence, I believe this is the first indication that we have really strayed too far from our mission. Now, I'm not saying that we should, you know, remain fastidiously, rigidly true to the original founding doctrine of radio as an alternative to war, which was very high-minded and idealistic, and I believe that advocacy radio is called for and is what the times demand. But I believe, first of all, that there has also got to be a place for, you know, the more free-form and dialogue-oriented radio, which developed at Pacifica, which is the form which we really invented. I suppose we also invented advocacy radio. We invented both. That's the first point. You know, we need to at least have a few programs which remain a little bit, you know, closer to the original mission. The second point is that, what was the second point? The second point was that, okay, there needs to be some programs which remain truer to the original mission. And, Right. The second point is, Luke Hill's second point was, I can't remember my second point, but Luke Hill's second point was, after, you know, radio is an alternative to war, was the theory of listener-sponsored radio, which he propounded upon in his 1951 essay of that name, which is that radio has got to... listener-supported radio has got to be supported by the listeners. And not due to, some fancy premium that you're going to get, but due to the mere fact that, this is how the model works. And if it's going to survive, then, I remember my second point now. Did I already say that the irony of the situation is that some BAI board meetings have actually escalated to the point of violence? Did I already say that? That was the second point in relation to Luke Hill's first point. That, this was actually started as a pacifist network and started with, the notion of dialogue and listening to each other as opposed to shouting each other down. Yeah, that was my second point, I believe. Did I forget to say that? I hope I didn't forget to say that. Well, if I didn't forget to say it. All right, so this Luke Hill's second point is listener-supported radio. And rather than reading the whole essay, which took 20 minutes, I probably should have just cut to the chase, because the point which I really wanted to make was in the, not his final paragraph, but his third to the last paragraph, towards the end. So this is really the point, which I probably actually read it when I was already into Tom Whisker's time slot. Here's the point. Listen up, everybody. This is what Luke Hill, the founder of this network, Pacifica, wrote back in 1951, propounding on the theory of listener-sponsored radio in an essay of that name. Anyone can listen to a listener-sponsored station. Anyone can understand the rationale of listener sponsorship, that unless the station is supported by those who value it, no one can listen to it, including those who value it. This is common sense. But beyond this, actually sending in the subscription, which one does not have to send in unless one particularly wants to, implies the kind of cultural engagement, as some French philosophers call it, that is surely indispensable for the sake of the whole culture, meaning the culture of society at large. When we have a radio station fully supported by subscribers who have not responded to a special gift offer, who are not participating in a lottery, who have not ventured an investment to 3%, but who use this means of supporting values that seem to them of basic and lasting importance, then we will have more than a subscription roster. It will amount, I think, to a new focus of action or a new shaping influence that can hardly fail to strengthen all of us. End quote. Okay, so did you get that line there about a radio station that is fully supported by subscribers who have not responded to a special gift offer? All right, that's my second point, is that WBAI, another sign that WBAI and the Pacifica Network are straying from their mission, is this premium-centric approach to fundraising. So, I went through last week all of the premiums, and I'll go through all the premiums again, which, you can receive if you're willing to make a pledge of $100 or more. And some of them were pretty good, and some of them were merely okay, and some of them were just downright garbage, quite frankly. Snake oil, straight up. And I'll go through the list again before the evening is over. Just in case any of you out there want to make a pledge of $100 or more and get a premium. But I'm appealing to you to support WBAI merely because WBAI depends on you for support. That's the theory of listener-sponsored radio. The listeners support it because they understand that that's what they have to do if it's going to remain non-commercial. if it is going to remain a temporary autonomous zone, if it is going to remain an island of dissent in the, you know, commercial radio dial, which is otherwise dominated by, you know, the voices of industry and government. And by government, I'm including, you know, National Public Radio and WNYC, even though WNYC is no longer government-owned. A lot of, you know, their broadcasting is, you know, coming directly out of the feds. And certainly, you know, what National Public Radio does is, you know, it's head and shoulders above, you know, above commercial radio, without a doubt. And to tell you the truth, it's even head and shoulders above a lot of what I hear on WBAI. But, and this is an important but, it's still, you know, it's filtered. It's mediated. They have to gear their line to fit within certain limits of circumscribed opinion in order to keep their money coming from the federal government. We at WBAI don't have to do that. Okay? We don't have to self-censor in order to, you know, keep money coming from the Corporation of Public Broadcasting or from, you know, people who want to sell you beer and cars and acne medicine and other things that you don't need. Okay, we don't have to do that. And there's only one reason that we don't have to do that. And there's only one reason that you are going to hear voices on WBAI, which, as annoying, as shrill, as politically off-base they can be, are still unmediated, dissident, and authentic. Only one reason. Because you, the listener, support it. There's no other reason. 212-209-2950. So usually, you know, the 2 points which can be made to get you to give your money to WBAI are the special gift offer, as Lou Hill put it, dismissing it as a reason to support the station, and, you know, the fact that people can be a part of the democratic process, which is supposedly unfolding at the Pacifica Network. Well, I'm going to have some things to say about both of these. All right, let's first address the special gift offer. Once again, I believe that, you know, the big reliance, I'm not, you know, completely against premiums, but I think that, you know, the big premium-centric approach and making the special gift offer the focus of fundraising efforts represents a form of creeping commercialism at a what is ostensibly a non-commercial station and means ultimately that that Pacifica is losing sight of its mission. That's the first point. The second point is that a lot of the premiums are garbage and snake oil. And that, in fact, the, I mean, I heard over and over again while I've been listening to BAI the, past week or so, I heard over and over again that, I heard over and over again the, you know, all of this, well, you know, I'm kind of agnostic on all of the health programming. I'm not sufficiently up to speed on that to be able to judge, you know, whether oregano oil really does do all the amazing things that they say that it does. So I'm not going to pass judgment on oregano oil and so on. I will say that, you know, all of this big reliance on health programming makes me feel that, you know, BAI is getting a little bit fluffy and new age and is losing its political edge. I'm concerned about that. But I'm much more concerned about the about all of the conspiranoia stuff, which is not only sloppy, but ultimately right wing. Okay, not only, you know, you know, just not up to snuff in terms of, you know, the facts checking out. But it's also ultimately, you know, its assumptions are all, you know, that, you know, some mysterious rogue forces have, you know, seized control of the government. And, you know, putting aside any actual critique of power relations in society, putting aside any class analysis, and, you know, instead it's all about, you know, the sinister Jews behind the scenes who have, you know, usurped control with their, you know, evil agenda, which is ultimately a right-wing and fascistic analysis. I'll have more to say about this later. In addition to which, that, you know, I'm just going to cite one example of many, in terms of how the facts don't check out. But, you know, when I hear this almost like around the clock on BAI, it really, it makes me wonder, you know, about the direction of this radio station. It really does. All right. A third point about the premiums is that, I'm still being deluged with complaints from, listeners that, you know, who have pledged before that they're not receiving their premiums. Now, I just spoke to somebody in the premiums department here who assured me that that they really are getting on top of this program and that they really are, you know, working around the clock to make sure that the premiums are getting out and to catch up on the backlog of premiums that haven't been sent out in the past. So this is encouraging. This is encouraging. Hopefully there will be some progress in this direction. This brings us to the second point, which is the pledge to the listeners that they can participate in the democratic process by becoming members of WBAI, which is that, as we just heard at the top of the program at midnight, the ballots aren't getting out either. Hopefully this problem will be addressed. And the more fundamental point is that, well, like I said, you know, the democratic process, such as it is been completely stymied by all of the shouting down and intriguing and backstabbing which has been going on between the two factions here. I've also seen some signs of hope in this direction as well. I've been corresponding with one listener this week who's been doing something which he is calling the non-aligned outreach initiative, which is exactly what is needed. Because first of all, it's going to, you know, the notion of an outreach initiative is going to bring in new blood. That's what I've been saying all along, is that we need new blood here at WBAI, people actually getting involved in the internal politics at BAI who are not a part of either of the two ossified factions, which brings us to the, you know, the first half of the name non-aligned. So hopefully we can begin to turn things around here, you know, because I really do wonder about where this network is heading. But the first step towards turning it around is, you know, doing your part as listeners and supporting it. 212-209-2950. Well, here we are at nearly an hour into the show, almost halfway through it, because we've gotten until 2 o'clock in the morning, and the tally still stands at $25. So I'm hoping that the second hour is going to be much more successful than the first hour. I still have a lot more ranting to do, but let's play some more music so I can catch my breath here. Let's play some spooky music. This is not on a death theme. It's on a birth theme, but it's also spooky, and it kind of sums up the way I feel when the tally doesn't move. 212-209-2950. Just kind of makes me feel like, you know, I was born under a bad sign.
You know I wouldn't have no luck at all.
constant trouble. Been my only friend. I've been on my own ever since I was 10. Born on a bad sign. Been down since I began to call. If it wasn't for bad luck, you know I wouldn't have.
Well, gee, the tally still stands at a whopping $25. Well, I guess it's going to, I mean, last week, paradoxically, all of my, you know, dissing of the premiums and dissenting from WBAI's current direction, you know, did pretty good, $770. But tonight, it doesn't seem to be doing the trick. $25, and it's already 1 o'clock. So fortunately, I've got another hour rather than another half an hour. But, you know, I beseech you, I really do, that if you're a listener and you're not already a member, to call 212-209-2950 and become a member. And, you know, yes, I do encourage people. I absolutely encourage people to get involved in the democratic process. As much as it's become problematic, and I'll, you know, because I think that really the only way of bringing BAI back from the brink, and I submit that we're still at the brink. You know, there's been a lot of tentative optimism here that we're back from the brink, but I submit that we're still at the brink around here. And the only chance we stand of, you know, bringing it back from the brink is for more people to get involved and become, you know, members and to get involved in the political process here. And try to, you know, rescue it from the two ossified factions. So, you know, I support the listener I've been in touch with who has launched a non-aligned outreach initiative, exactly what is needed. And I urge you to, you know, if you're hearing the sound of my voice right now, please call 212-209-2950 and make a pledge. Let's hear some more. Here, I'm feeling extremely... I've gone from feeling merely blue to feeling downright apocalyptic. So let's hear something apocalyptic. Let's hear some apocalypso. spooky enough for you? Of course, that was Black Sabbath with their classic Children of the Grave before that Albert King, Born Under a Bad Sign, both of which sum up how I feel when I look at that tally, $25. Well, you know, this is just about all the evidence that I need that that BAI is, you know, strayed from its mission, and that, you know, the notion of supporting a radio station, a listener-sponsored radio station, merely because it's listener-sponsored, and because if the listeners don't sponsor it, it's not going to remain around, isn't enough. All right, so now I guess we have to move on to the premium hard sell, since that's the only thing that works. But before that, I've got some ranting to do. 212-209-2950. Look, as I said at the top, it's, you know, a credit to management around here that they decided to put me on the air tonight instead of doing a rebroadcast of some of the daytime programming. So somebody out there, vindicate them and give a call and make a pledge. 212-209-2950. Don't want to have to repeat the number with mantra-like monotony, but, please call 212-209-2950 and pledge what you can. Here's an article which appeared in on the Nation website earlier this week. By somebody who goes by the handle Eyal Press. I don't know exactly what that means. But I read forthwith. In his Wall Street Journal column yesterday being the 21st, Tom Frank paid homage to Richard Hofstadter's famous essay, The Paranoid Style in American Politics. As Frank noted, birthers convinced that Barack Obama's birth certificate was forged in a plot to turn the United States into a fascist state are the heirs of a long tradition of conspiracy thinking that has periodically flourished on the fringes of the American right. But the paranoid style has also seeped into some institutions on the left as well. For proof, look no further than a recent meeting of the Pacifica Radio Network's National Board, where a resolution was introduced that requires all programmers to disclose funding sources above $5,000. The reason I created this motion, Chris Condon, a member of Pacifica's National Governance Committee, explained, is because there has been a lot of debate about whether or not Amy Goodman has received CIA Conduit Foundation funding from the Ford Foundation and other places, end quote. Amy Goodman is, of course, the co-host of Democracy Now!, an unabashedly progressive news program that airs on over 800 stations across the country. As anyone who has listened to even 5 minutes of the program knows, Goodman is about as likely to be on the payroll of the CIA as Howard Zinn or Noam Chomsky. She has probably devoted more airtime to dissecting the CIA's transgressions in the past decade than any one other member of the profession. No matter, the governance committee at Pacifica passed the resolution, a step taken to discover whether you know who has been funneling money to Goodman to cover up the truth, quote-unquote, about 9/11. We'd like to know what kind of 9/11 coverage the Ford Foundation paid for it, said Condon. The whole issue of 9/11 and Amy Goodman has been ongoing for years and years and years, end quote. The disquieting coverage was apparently just journalism, as when Amy Goodman had the gumption to ask David Ray Griffin, a 9/11 truther who appeared on her program several years ago, to name some engineers who supported the theory that passenger planes could not have brought down the Twin Towers. The real cause was explosives set off by the attack's covert plotters, the 9/11 truthers allege. When Griffin referred vaguely to the notes in his book, Goodman persisted. Name just one. Name just one structural engineering expert who says it's not feasible that the planes caused the towers to go down. I'm sorry, I don't have the information at my fingertips, Griffin replied. The suspicions about Goodman would be laughable were they not coming from board members of an independent radio network with a proud history of promoting progressive dialogue and dissent. Pacifica was founded by conscientious objectors a half century ago and has stations in some of the largest markets, New York, Los Angeles, Washington, in the country. In the late 1990s, some of the network supporters fought off what they believed was an attempt by the National Board to standardize programming and soften its edge. The struggle was successful, but the unintended consequence was to democratize Pacifica in a way that has ended up empowering many cranks. Instead of serving as a vibrant home for incisive programming that challenges the assumptions of mainstream debate, the network has fallen into the hands of sectarians and crackpots whose control over the governance committee may be strong, but whose hold on reality appears tenuous. Well, you know, I hate to say it, but IL Press, the handle of whoever posted this at the Nation website, has got a point. So, you know, this is one reason that I dissent from the premium-centric direction here at WBAI. And, well, this might be my last opportunity to do so, because this could just be my swan song episode. The tally still stands at $25. 212-209-2950. If you support a truly independent voice at WBAI, which will even be, you know, a voice of dissent at the station of dissent, then, you know, you better get me out of the fire here real fast by making some pledges. Because otherwise, this could really be my swan song episode. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Please, let's get the tally up above $25. Now at 10 after 1 in the morning on listener-supported, non-commercial WBAI 99.5 FM. By the way, I'm the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade, Bill Weinberg. Probably my swan song episode. Bye, everyone. I'm serious. If the tally doesn't move, you're probably never going to hear me on these airwaves again. 212-209-2950. All right. The one error I happened to that I happened to hear over the air today on this station, the one glaring error that just made me slap my forehead in exasperation was on the New American Century DVD, which was being broadcast, one of the snake oil premiums I submit, which is being offered by BAI. They claimed that that Osama bin Laden was immediately blamed for 9/11, even though he never actually issued any statement taking responsibility for it. Now, where on earth have the people who produced that DVD been? Because the statement was released 2 days after 9/11. It was released, well, 3 days. It was released on the 14th of September, 2001, and it was all over the media. Tell me if these words sound familiar to you. Praise be to God, and we beseech Him for help and forgiveness. I witness that there is no God but God, and Muhammad, His slave and prophet. God Almighty hit the United States at its most vulnerable spot. He destroyed its greatest buildings. Praise be to God. Here is the United States. It is filled with terror from its north to its south, from its east to its west. Praise be to God. What the United States tastes today is but a very small thing compared to what we have tasted for tens of years. Our nation has been tasting this humiliation and contempt for more than 80 years. Its sons are being killed, its blood is being shed, its holy places are being attacked. It is not being ruled according to what God decreed. Despite this, nobody cares. When Almighty God rendered successful a convoy of Muslims, the vanguards of Islam, He allowed them to destroy the United States. I ask God Almighty to elevate their status and grant them paradise. 1 million Iraqi children have thus far died in Iraq, although they did not do anything wrong. Israeli tanks and tracked vehicles are also to wreak havoc in Palestine, in Jenin, Ramallah, Rafah, Beit Jala, and other Islamic areas, and we hear no voices raised or moves made. Hundreds of thousands of people, young and old, were killed in the farthest point of earth in Japan, a presumed reference to Hiroshima and Nagasaki. These incidents divided the entire world into two regions, one of faith, where there is no hypocrisy, and another of infidelity, from which we hope God will protect us. The winds of faith and change have blown to remove falsehood from the peninsula, meaning the Arabian Peninsula, of Prophet Muhammad. May God's prayers be upon him. As for the United States, I tell its people these few words. I swear by Almighty God, who raised the heavens without pillars, that neither the United States nor he who lives in the United States will enjoy security before we can see it as a reality in Palestine and before all the infidel armies leave the land of Islam and Muhammad. May God's peace and blessing be upon him. God is great and glory to Islam. May God's peace, mercy, and blessings be upon you. Okay, did any of that sound familiar to you? That was Osama bin Laden's statement taking responsibility for 9/11 issued on September 14th, 2001. So where have you been, you fools out there who made the DVD about the new American century? And if they can get something as basic as that wrong, what makes you think that you can trust anything that they say whatsoever? 212-209-2950. Please call and make a pledge to BAI, not to get some snake oil premium, but to reclaim BAI. And I'm not saying take back BAI, because that's got partisan implications right now. And I'm not, you know, saying anything which I want to have partisan implications. I'm saying reclaim BAI from its current right-wing trajectory, from its creeping commercialism and right-wing trajectory. And reliance on conspiranoia and adherence to the conspiracy theory of history, as opposed to class analysis and a progressive, progressive analysis of society. You know, I call upon you to reclaim BAI by becoming a member, and to bring in, you know, a new non-aligned listenership, which has still got its eye on the ball and understands what this network was originally supposed to be about. 212-209-2950. We have 45 minutes left, and the tally still stands at $25. So this is nothing short of a disaster. Are you going to rescue me? 212-209-2950. What else do I have up my bag of tricks here? Okay. I'm not sure that I see eye to eye with this piece of journalism, which appears in the Berkeley Daily Planet on October 22nd, but I'm going to quote from it anyway. In regards to a broadcast on KPFA in Berkeley, on the show Against the Grain, which featured Matthew Lazar, who is, as many listeners will know, is the author of the excellent book, Pacifica Radio, The Rise of an Alternative Network, which was published about 10 years ago. Really good book. I'm reading from this account of the broadcast now. Matthew Lazar and Eileen Alfandari were the guests on a program hosted by Sasha Lille on KPFA. Last week, they briefly went through the history of KPFA and Pacifica over the last 20 years, and every issue covered had their particular slant to it. Matthew Lazar played a soundbite from a recent Pacifica National Board meeting in New York, where lots of people were yelling and disrupting the meeting. It was an example of democracy gone wrong. They consistently spoke of the need for journalistic integrity and how that couldn't be maintained with a local station board, with local station board members constantly demanding programming changes. This was an extreme exaggeration of the real history. They use Democracy Now! As an example of attempts at political manipulation, given a recent motion to have all donors of programs disclosed. Well, you know, I'm not even sure that I oppose this motion to have, transparency in terms of who's, funding the big money making programs. You know, maybe I support it, but some of the motivations behind it are frankly, you know, and suspicions behind it are frankly wacky. And if nothing else, you know, the really, really bad tone which is prevailing at the board meetings here in New York City are loaning fuel for people who apparently would seek to roll back the entire democratic revolution, which has ostensibly been in place at Pacifica in its own contestuous and tempestuous way for almost 10 years now. So, once again, I do hope that we can begin to turn this around, 212-209-2950. But at the moment, things are not looking very good. 212-209-2950 continues to be the number for people to call to make a pledge. And the tally continues to stand ostensibly at $25. I can only hope that we have tally lag. But I'm not sure that I'm seeing much evidence of that. 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Please call and make a pledge if you want the Morris Orthodox Radio Crusade to stick around. I guess I'm kind of all ranted out here. I do have two events that I wanted to get to. There's two events which are going to be happening tomorrow night. As a matter of fact, you can choose which one you want to go to. One of them is going to be at the Brecht Forum. Waiting for the page to load here. All right, never mind. I'm going to read the other one. This page is already loaded. All right, here. Brecht Forum page loaded. This was going to be on a theme which... Here, both of these are going to be themes on themes which are very close to our heart here at the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade. And the first one is going to be actually concerned something we've been discussing in recent weeks, the indigenous and popular Minga 1 year later, popular mobilization and the imperial presidency in Colombia, concerning the indigenous movement in Colombia, and we'll also be touching on the indigenous movement in Peru, I understand. In October 2008, tens of thousands of indigenous people mobilized for weeks throughout Colombia demanding a change in the government's security and development policies. Since then, President Álvaro Uribe has successfully convinced the Colombian Congress to pass an amendment in the Constitution which may result in an unprecedented third term for his administration. This discussion, led by a prominent leader of the indigenous movement, will explore the gains of the Minga, and which means a protest campaign or mobilization, and the ongoing changes or challenges facing the popular movement today, and will include a screening of the film A Country of Peoples Without Owners, the Minga 2008. So those of you who share my avid interest in indigenous movements in the Andes are not going to want to miss this. It is going to be featuring Rafael Coique, who is a NASA indigenous person and a member of the communications team of the Association of Indigenous Councils of Northern Cauca, or ASIN, and Gerardo Renique, who is the author with Deborah Poole of Peru Time of Fear, who also teaches at the City College of New York. This is going to be tomorrow, Wednesday the 28th, 7:30 p.m., at the Brecht Forum. The Brecht Forum is way over on the west side in the furthest reaches of the West Village at 451 West Street, between Bank and Bethune. The time is 7:30 p.m., and there's a sliding scale donation. So you might want to be there. But to tell you the truth, I think that I'm going to be at the other event, which is happening tomorrow night, which is featuring Malala Joya, who is a member of the Afghan Parliament and also an associate of the Revolutionary Association of the Women of Afghanistan, and a strong advocate for women's rights and an opposition to the U.S. occupation and NATO occupation of Afghanistan, as well as to fundamentalism, whether it is of that of the warlords who were in collaboration with the U.S.-NATO occupation or with the Taliban who were in insurgency against the occupation. This is precisely the kind of voice which I feel needs to be brought to the issue by the anti-war movement. And I'm very glad to hear that Malala Joya is on a speaking tour of the United States, which was jointly sponsored by United for Peace and Justice anti-war coalition. So she's going to be speaking tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Quaker Meeting House in 15 Rutherford Place, which is a block above 14th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, if memory serves. 15 Rutherford Place, Quaker Meeting House, October 28th, 7 p.m. I'm going to be there, maybe see you there too. The tally still stands at $25. We've got 20 minutes to go. We've got 25 minutes to go, actually. So we still have the possibility to at least jack it up to a couple of hundred dollars, so that tonight is not going to be a total washout. But frankly, it's not looking good. It's looking pretty bad. it's looking so bad that I want to play more Black Sabbath. That's how bad it's looking. 212-209-2950. I'm going to go back into the tally room and, you know what's the one thing I didn't do yet? I didn't go through the premiums. All right, maybe I'm going to hold off on the Black Sabbath just long enough to go through the premiums. And maybe that will do the trick, because that's what did the trick last week. Let me go through the premiums. Let me go through the premiums. It was actually while I was dissing the premiums that the tally got jacked up last week. So let me go through the premiums, even though I generally dissent from all of them. All right, waiting for the page to load. I just love the digital era. You know, back with hard copy, when you merely turned the page, you never had any problem waiting for it to load. 212, oh wow, how do you like that? We're up to $100. Thank goodness. Not a total disaster, just a somewhat mitigated disaster, as opposed to a completely unmitigated disaster. 212-209-2950. You know, this is what I get for being a dissident. This is what I get for, you know, objecting to the creeping commercialism and increasing, you know, right-wing trajectory of WBAI. This is what I get from dissenting to the paralyzing factionalism. I guess, you know, this is what I get for, you know, reminding people of the words of the founder of the network, Luke Hill, who wrote, and I quote, "When we have a radio station fully supported by subscribers who have not responded to a special gift offer, but who use this means of supporting values that seem to them of basic and lasting importance, then we will have more than a mere subscription roster, but it will amount to a new focus of action or a new shaping influence that can hardly fail to strengthen us all." Is this what I get, you know, for trying to keep Pacifica true to its original mission? And to, you know, and to get away from the creeping commercialism and the snake oil? I hope not. But let me go through the premiums one more time. And hopefully while I'm doing that, do my eyes deceive me? Do my eyes deceive me? Is it really up to $400? Man, I hope that's not an error. I hope it really is up to $400, because then we're beginning to get into the minimally respectable. Thank goodness I had this this extra half an hour. Otherwise, it would have been an absolute unmitigated disaster. I don't know why the listeners always do this to me. They always, you know, jack up the tally in the last 20 minutes. $400, we're beginning to get into minimally respectable territory here. Not into, you know, unmitigated disaster mode. All right. I'm going to go through the premiums in the now, I was reading the clock wrong. Now, we still have a half an hour left. We do still have a half an hour left. So, all right. So I'm going to read in this half hour left. I'm going to go through very, very briefly. I'm going to go through the premiums, and I'm going to, not as extensively as I did last week, but very, very briefly, I'm going to go through the premiums, and I'm going to give you my little annotated take on them. Once again, not as extensively as I did last week, but let me give a station break. It's 1:28 in the morning, which means that it's 2 minutes of 1:30 in the morning on listener-supported, non-commercial, WBAI 99.5 FM here in New York City. Listener-supported non-commercial radio means that you, the listener, have got to support it in order for it to remain non-commercial. It's a very straightforward concept, it bears repeating. Listener-supported non-commercial radio, a revolutionary concept, which was pioneered by Luke Hill and another, you know, a bunch of fellow, beatniks and bohemians and conscientious objectors and pacifists and anarchists out in the San Francisco Bay Area nigh on 50 years ago. More than 50 years ago at this point. Scary thought, but going on 60 years ago. A revolutionary concept in radio, which now, quite frankly, is in danger. really is in danger. Whether or not it is going to survive is really gravely in question. And whether it does depends on whether there is going to be a true democratic renewal at the station and at the network, which begins on you, the listener, doing your part. And once again, doing so not in response to a special gift offer, and not even in response to, you know, being able to get the right to vote on the board, although I really, really urge you to get involved in the board politics, especially those of you who are not already wedded to one faction or the other. But the more...
Please remember that this program is supported by the listener members of WBAI New York. If you like what you hear, please consider becoming a member of WBAI or renewing if you've already joined. Basic membership is $25, but we accept any amount. Help us keep free speech alive.